Connect, Matt Quinn, direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going to the lines, as always, Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. And Dick, once again, you're the third caller, including the text. We include texts. So give your address to Evan for a Devil Radio t-shirt. What's on your mind today, Dick?
Well, man, how about this endorsement of Ron Johnson from the former president? I personally think it's a joke. You know, 6 months is an eternity in politics, as you know, and I honestly think the guy's going to be the kiss of death by this time next year. Who knows that he isn't involved with this Gates stuff? He's got this campaign donation scandal. He's got the insurrection. He's got all the different things going on. I mean, I think he'll be yesterday's news by this time next year. I really do. And that's just great, even if he isn't, because he had such a great coattail effect down in Georgia in January, didn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, you make a good point, Dick. Here's the deal. And you're anticipating a subject we're about to get to, so let's get to it right now because Dick has just raised it. Donald Trump just announced that he's endorsing Ron Johnson for Senate next year. Big surprise, right? Big surprise. And he did it in a phone call, quote, urging him to run, according to Ron Johnson, urging him to run. Okay. Let's unpack that a little bit. First of all, Ron Johnson had licked Trump's boots the whole time he was president. The whole time he was president, licked his boots the whole time. Ron Johnson said, well, Trump doesn't trust the CIA and the FBI. He trusts Putin, so I'm with Trump. I don't trust the CIA and the FBI. He is, looking at the time, Ron Johnson was the chairman of the Senate Subcommittee on Homeland Security. The CIA and the FBI reported to him that he had some jurisdiction over what they were doing, could interrogate them. And he flat out tells our guys that he doesn't trust him. He trusts Trump. He trusts Putin and the KGB. Are you kidding me? I want guys in there in the Senate who don't trust the KGB and want to throw it out of this country. They want to throw Putin out of the country. That's what I want. But, okay, so there's that. Then secondly, there's the insurrection on January 6th, which Trump ginned up. Remember, he's on tape saying, I love you guys. You're good. But I love you guys, but time to go home. Love you guys. Yeah, you killed one cop, gouged the eye out of another, stabbed another through with a pole, beat two others in the head, lead pipes, and they brain damaged them. One of your insurrectionists was trampled to death. Another was shot by law enforcement. And a lot of other officers were badly beaten and thrown down the stairs. And there's a video where the officers are standing there. There's very few of them, and they're being cursed at and punched, and they don't punch back because there's a mob after them. And Trump's going, well, I love you. You know what happened? Ron Johnson then issues a statement and says, those folks loved law enforcement. They loved the law. I didn't feel bad about them at all.
It's so dangerous what
Mike
he's
Pence,
doing.
He's a Republican. They had a gallows outside. They walked the hallway whistling, oh, Nancy, and they would have beaten her to death.
This gaslighting is just so dangerous.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Unbelievable. And yet Trump is now endorsing him. So Evan, here's my view of that. And for Dick of Madison, here's my view of that. Obviously, the Trump crowd in the election in 2022 is going to stick with the Republicans if they vote. But a lot of the Trump crowd are not all that enamored even with regular Republicans. You know, they said hang Mike Pence. So what this does is, I think Trump and Johnson think this will motivate them. They will not lie in the weeds. They will actually come out and vote. So that's the deal. But yes, Trump did do it. Will it hurt him? It'll certainly hurt him with Democrats and independents, but he's already been hurt with Democrats and independents. What it's designed to do is increase and goose turnout by the Trump base, who doesn't like the Republican Party either, and try to say that Ron Johnson is Trump. Well, here's the deal. Yeah, he is mouthed off to Trump, but in a recorded conversation with a former Brown County Republican chairman, he said, when he was challenged about saying that it was a fraudulent election, he said, I know it's not a fraudulent election, but if I say that, I'll get killed by the Republican base. you know, Ron Johnson, you don't know what he believes, but he better not run again. If he runs, he's going to get beaten. This guy has betrayed the United States. He's betrayed the state of Wisconsin. Going back to the line, Steve of Delafield, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Steve?
Yes, thanks for taking my call, man. You know, you were talking about these hedge fund managers that they're not paying taxes, and that
right,
Republicans and Democrats, they refuse to do anything about it. The you know that was it the hedge fund managers just bought like the Milwaukee Brewers and the Milwaukee Bucks. That Mark Antanasio, he represents a group of hedge fund managers back in New York, and Mark Lazary, he's a hedge fund manager, and now his son Alex Lazary is running for Senate against Mark Johnson. And you know, these hedge fund managers control everything, including Congress and the president, like you were saying. And I don't know if I can, if it's a choice between a billionaire New York hedge fund manager's son, Alex Lazary, if he runs against Ron Johnson, I think that I'm not going to be voting. I'm going to vote for the least disgusting candidate, and that would be Ron Johnson. Because, I'm telling you.
The bar is low. I don't know if you ever do a limbo.
I don't want to be represented by
the bar is low, the least disgusting. Steve, first of all, you said earlier, I'm sure it was a mistake, that he's running against Mark Johnson. Mark Johnson is a hockey player. He's running against Ron Johnson.
Or Ron Johnson, I'm sorry.
And there are several other Democrats running. But let me, I'm going to defend themselves. Alex Lazary does not run a hedge fund. Alex Lazary is a vice president of the Bucks, and he and his father and another partner basically bought the Bucks for value from Herb Cole. Herb Cole saved them back in the 60s. If it weren't for Herb Cole, that franchise would have gone somewhere else. And so what happened was, now you have good owners, and it's with these people, but Alex Lazary is a candidate for Senate. And he is the vice president of the Bucks, and he's never owned a hedge fund, and he's never run a hedge fund, and he's a good man. I'm not endorsing anybody in that race. There are others, but he'd be a very effective candidate. And Mark Antanasio basically saved the Brewers. I mean, the guy who really saved them was Bud Selig. If you go back into the late 60s and the early 70s, Bud Selig took this team from Seattle and brought it here. Do you know how ridiculous it is theoretically, economically, for Milwaukee